Nahum chapter 3. Woe to the city full of blood. It is all full of lies and stolen property. Victims are always in her. But now there is the noise of whips and the sound of rattling wheels, prancing horses, and bounding chariots. Horsemen charging, flashing swords and glittering spears. Piles of the dead, bodies that could not be counted. Their attackers stumble over the bodies. This is happening because of the lustful actions of the beautiful prostitute, the expert in witchcraft, who sells nations through her prostitution and peoples through her acts of witchcraft. See, I am against you. This is the declaration of Yahweh of hosts. I will raise up your skirt over your face and show your private parts to the nations, your shame to the kingdoms. I will throw disgusting filth on you and make you vile. I will set you up as a spectacle. It will come about that everyone who looks at you will flee from you and say, Nineveh is destroyed. Who will weep for her? Where can I go to find anyone to comfort you? Nineveh, are you better than Thebes, which was located on the Nile River, which had water around her, whose rampart was the sea, and the sea was its wall? Cush and Egypt were her strength, and there was no end to it. Put and Libya were allies to her. Yet Thebes was carried away. She went into captivity. Her young children were dashed in pieces at the head of every street. Her enemies threw lots for her honorable men, and all her great men were bound in chains. You also will become drunk. You will try to hide, and you also will look for a refuge from your enemy. All your fortresses will be like fig trees with the earliest ripe figs. If they are shaken, they fall into the mouth of the eater. See, the people among you are women. The gates of your land have been opened wide to your enemies. Fire has devoured their bars. Go draw water for the siege. Strengthen your fortresses. Go into the clay and tread the mortar. Pick up the molds for the bricks. Fire will devour you there, and the sword will destroy you. It will devour you as young locusts devour everything. Make yourselves as many as the young locusts, as many as the full-grown locusts. You have multiplied your merchants more than the stars in the heavens, but they are like young locusts. They plunder the land and then fly away. Your princes are like locust swarms, and your commanders are like locusts that camp in the walls on a cold day. But when the sun rises, they flee, and the place they go to is not known. King of Assyria, your shepherds are asleep. Your nobles are lying down, resting. Your people are scattered on the mountains, and there is no one to gather them. No healing is possible for your wounds. Your wounds are severe. Everyone who hears the news about you will clap their hands in joy over you. On whom has your wickedness not trodden continually?